Let's talk school uniforms, because I'll tell you what, we see syllabuses change, we see educational policy changing, we even the way we teach changes. But one of the long-standing elements of the education system that doesn't seem to go anywhere is the wearing of school uniforms. Now, other than a cohesive image, the enforcement of uniform policies within Australian schools is actually pretty debated. And this morning I'm being joined by Amanda Mergler, Dr. Amanda Mergler, from the Queensland University of Technology. She's a senior lecturer and also the co-founder of the national group Girls Uniform Agenda. Very good morning to you, Amanda.
Good morning, Mick. How are you?
I'm well. Now, look, you hear a lot of arguments about why school uniforms are such a good thing for schools, but one I keep hearing is that they improve results. Have we got any evidence about that?
Well, it's a tricky one. We do have some studies that can show that students who wear uniforms can have improved results, or after they've been implemented, results can be improved. We also, though, have studies that show that the wearing of the uniform doesn't make any difference. And we also have studies that show that actually kids who aren't wearing uniform are performing better academically than kids who are wearing uniforms. So with all research, it depends on exact things, just like how they measured each variable and what they were particularly looking at. So I would say at the moment, we don't have any evidence that overwhelmingly says that wearing a uniform will lead to better academic results. There's also too many other factors that impact on that. So certainly the quality of teachers is mm-hmm. far more important. The school environment is far more important. Whether a school's receiving adequate funding and therefore has adequate resources, all of those things would be far more important in academic outcomes than whether or not children are in uniform.
Now, certainly when we look at a history of uniforms, and certainly in a martial context, it's about the psychology of tribalism and sort of homogeneity. What does a school uniform do to a kid's self-image and self-expression?
I think also that's a tricky question, in that in some ways the wearing of a uniform can be beneficial for children, and certainly some children like the fact that there's a sense of cohesion, that they all dress the same. It does take away that sense of anxiety, perhaps particularly for adolescents, around what am I going to wear? Do I look cool, and am I in the latest fashion? So in some ways I think a uniform has its place. It is also true, though, that for some children, the wearing of a uniform can be really problematic. And a range of adolescents want to express their identity. They're trying to figure out who they are and where they fit in the world. And clothing is a big way that we use to reflect that. So for some children, we see that uniforms are quite problematic. And often for kids who are struggling in school, it ends up being another area where they're in constant fights with teachers and school administrators is over their uniform. And sometimes we have to ask whether it's worth alienating kids from their education over the fact that their socks aren't the right colour, for example.
Well, that's a good question. What do you think would be reasonable uniform requirements?
Again, it differs. And one of the problems we have is that legislation talks about that word, reasonable, and that's difficult for people to define because that means different things for different people. I'm of the view that when we're talking children in schools, they're not getting ready for work. They don't need to be corporate. I don't expect to see them in ties. I don't expect to see them in long socks, which, most people don't wear anyway now. I think a good uniform that I've seen some schools take up is the sports uniform of the sports shorts and the polo shirt, and that's worn every day. It's the same for both genders, and kids feel really comfortable in that and they can move in that, and that seems to me to be a good uniform choice for kids at school.
Now, as I mentioned, you're the co-founder of the Girls Uniform Agenda. Tell us a little bit about the group, please.
So we're a national group. We formed in February this year, and we formed in response to the fact that a large number of schools in Australia require girls to wear skirts and dresses only to school. So we see it particularly in high school that girls don't have the choice to wear shorts and pants. So while the boys in those schools can wear shorts and pants, the girls are not allowed to do that. And if girls do that, they end up getting detention
Wow.
and punishment.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, it's incredible really to think that in 2017 we have laws that prevent that from happening to women in the workplace. So women aren't allowed to be forced into skirts and dresses, and we have people like John Laws who seem to think that they can, but that's actually against the law. We don't, though, have laws that prevent that from happening to schoolgirls. So we have kids like my daughter who wanted to run around and wanted to wear shorts, and in grade one she was told by her school that because she was a girl she had to come in a dress. So that's really where my fight began, and then I co-founded Girls Uniform Agenda with another woman in Victoria, Simone Carras. And we're now Australia-wide, and we're working with politicians to create change, and we're also supporting parents who want this change in their school, and working with principals to help them understand that all girls in all schools should have access to shorts and pants as part of their uniform.
I mean, that was barely okay 31 years ago when I was in high school. I mean, are you getting a lot of support from sort of principals and educational institutions on this?
We are. What's been fantastic is that since the group has formed, we've actually found overwhelming support. So I had a principal contact me not long after the group formed, and she said, you know, this is a long overdue reform. I'm thrilled. And she's implementing shorts and long pants for all girls in her school, which is a prep to grade 12 school up here in Queensland. So they, in that way, that's you know, a fantastic thing. And we, so I think it's been one of those issues that people just haven't thought about it. They haven't stopped to and thought, oh, goodness, you know, that's really sexist and outdated, and why are we still doing that? So now that we're raising awareness, we are seeing overwhelming support. Certainly education departments support that mission. It's just a matter of them enforcing it with individual schools.
Well, Amanda, best of luck with that. Thank you so much for talking to Breakfast this morning.
Thanks, Mick. That was great.
Thank you.